Ivory Soap and Oxidol present Let's Listen to Spencer. Spencer's a friendly chap who happens to be here, there, and everywhere. He's the man who sees what you see, thinks what you think, and laughs when you laugh. Ivory Soap, 99.44% pure, it floats. And Oxidol, the soap that gets clothes white without bleaching, invites you to listen to Spencer.
You know, as you wander through life, you meet all kinds of people who render little services to you. These are the people who make your life enjoyable, in some cases. Most of them do a rather good job and you're satisfied. Others get a little carried away. They try too hard. For example, there's the gas station attendant who wants to give you more service than gas. There's the shoeshine boy who brushes the threads right out of your suit. And then there's always the guy who is your barber. Now, you're the type of guy who gets along with everybody. There are only a few things in this life that bother you, and one of them is you don't like to be sold something you don't want. Now, barbers are nice guys. They mean well. They have to make a living, you realize that. But what you can't figure out is, why don't they make a little on everybody? So as you run your fingers under your Adam hat, all successful men wear Adam hats, you notice your hair's a little shaggy. And you think about this as you walk with Simpson.
You know, Simpson, I'm a little tired. I think I'll go for a shave and a haircut. You know a nice silent barber in this neighborhood?
What are you making, jokes? There's no such thing as a silent barber.
Yes, there are, if you know how to handle them.
Well, stay away from that guy on the corner. He's the worst one in town. I'm warning you.
Okay, we'll see.
But you haven't seen this guy yet. He's murder. Now, you figure your best bet is to walk in, grab a magazine, tell him what you want, and ignore him. Well, there's the shop. Eye clear. Chin up. Shoulders erect. Open the door.
Next. You look like a fellow who could use a shave and a haircut.
Get your magazine. Now tell him what you want.
I want a shave and a haircut, and that's all.
Yes, sir. Shave and a haircut. Nice to have you with us. Work in the neighborhood, do you? Before you answer that, who do you like, Roosevelt or Dewey? You like to know who I'm working on.
All right. Ignore him. You've never met a guy like this before. He's out of this world. So you figure you better set him straight.
Now listen, you. I came in here for a shave and a haircut. I got 35 minutes, and I don't want to spend them talking, you understand?
Sure, I understand. You got 35 minutes, and you don't want to spend them talking. That's all right with me. You just sit right there and read your little magazine. I'll do the talking.
Yes, this is one guy you can't ignore. But you figure there must be some way to handle him. It's going to take a little thinking. So you settle down to your copy of Life magazine. You figure, the next time he snaps his dental castanets, you're going to put him in his place. After all, the guy is human, in a way. So you figure you'll scare him.
Say, barber, don't take it easy around my left ear. It's still a little sore.
Been noticing that. How'd you get it?
Uh-huh. He's wide open, Roberts. Now let him have it.
My last barber did it.
You don't say.
Yes, I do say. He was talking when he should have been working, and he shoved his scissors in my ear.
Is that so? Sue him, did you?
No.
Did you have him arrested?
No.
Well, what did you do to him?
I killed him.
Spencer will be back in just a moment to tell you more about your friend, the barber. Have you been washing dishes with the wrong soap? If so, try Ivory. Your hands can have that ivory look in just 12 days. Yes, younger-looking, nicer-feeling hands. Put a cake of Ivory soap in your dishpan. Ivory is baby skin soap. It's mild, mild, mild. For skin care, more doctors advise Ivory soap than all other brands put together. For skin care, that includes your hands, try Ivory soap. In 12 days, what a difference in your hands. Fingertips smoother, knuckles whiter, skin smoother textured. Your hands can have that ivory look in just 12 days. And remember, Ivory's thrifty, does a whole day's dishes for about a penny. And now back to Spencer and the guy who is your barber.
Well, after your friend picks himself up off the floor and kicks the broken bottles over to one side, you figure you got him where you want him. Should be a little quiet now. You're about to ask for a neck shave when he stops, walks around, stands in front of you, smiles, and says...
You didn't really kill him, did you? Of course you didn't. How about a nice shampoo?
Now listen, friend.
Name's Dave.
All right, Dave. When I came in this place, I said I wanted a haircut and a shave and nothing more. Understand?
Sure, sure, I understand. When a customer comes into my shop, if he wants just a haircut and a shave, that's what he'll get. And if he doesn't want... What was your name?
Jack Roberts.
And if he doesn't want to have a shampoo, Roberts, he doesn't have to have a shampoo.
Fine, now let's get on with it.
Exactly what I intend to do.
Well, now, that's more like it. You put him in his place. So now you figure you'll sit back and enjoy your magazine.
Quite a bit.
For heaven's sake, what are you blowing up there?
Ran into a little dandruff. How long have you been losing your hair?
I'm not losing my hair.
Now, just between you and me, doesn't some come out in the comb every morning? Mine used to when I had hair.
Some comes out in everybody's comb. That's the trouble with you bald-headed barbers.
Okay, just thought I'd mention it. Nothing out of my scalp. It's out of yours. Let's get on with the haircut.
Did yours really start by coming out in the comb?
That's what I told you.
Well, if this stuff is so good, why didn't you use it on yourself?
My boy, you're fortunate to be living in the age of science. They didn't have such things in my time. All I'm trying to do is pass it on to you. But if you don't want...
No, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Well?
If you really think it'll do the trick, maybe you'd better give me a shampoo. How much time will it take?
No time at all. I'm all set.
Maybe you are lucky to be living in a scientific age. I guess this guy is a sort of a Louis Pasteur with clippers. And in getting a shampoo, you didn't backslide. You don't want to lose your hair. Yes, sir, you're one guy who can really handle these barbers. As you say, the only thing to do is ignore them. Now that you've had your shampoo, you're ready for a little shave.
How come you're not in the army? Nice young fellow like you.
If you must know, I was in the army. But I got a medical discharge.
You don't say. Sorry to hear that. Nice young fellow like you. What seems to be the trouble?
I have an ulcer.
Uh-oh. You shouldn't have mentioned that. Barbers love ulcers.
Ulcers, eh? Drink quite a bit, do you?
No.
Where are they located?
In the duodenum.
Oh, the duodenum, eh? That's bad.
I know it is. Do you mind finishing the shave, please?
Sure thing, Roberts. Had an aunt who had one once. Grace had an ulcer, you know.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Grace had a hemorrhage, you know. Internal. Bled to death one night. Oh! Now, don't jump like that, Roberts. Liable to cut you.
Listen, will you please put a little lotion and powder on me so I can get out of here?
Mustn't be impatient. You don't want to hurt Dave's feelings. After all, you're one of the family now. You met Aunt Grace, had a little shave, a little lotion, a little hemorrhage. Now, the way you see it, that should do it. Only Dave doesn't see it quite that way. Because he says...
Uh-oh. Now, what do we have here? Uh-huh. Enlarged pores.
Uh-huh. Enlarged pores. And wasn't he the lucky one to find them? This should be interesting. What's going on in that little bald-headed... now?
These pores are quite large.
Now, don't start that. I don't want one.
You don't want one what?
A Bonzilla face pack.
Now, who said anything about a Bonzilla face pack?
Didn't you?
No, Roberts. No, I didn't say anything about a Bonzilla face pack.
Well, that's fine, then. We understand one another.
Tell you what I'd like to have you do, though. Just feel this.
Now, listen, I don't need one. I don't want one. I've always had large pores and a Bonzilla face pack.
There you are. As soon as I get the mud out of your mouth, you'll love it, Roberts. Tell me when you feel a draw.
So, you have a nice little Bonzilla face pack. Wasn't so bad when you first came in, Roberts. You at least had a chance to answer. Now he fills your mouth full of mud. This guy's a kind of a tonsorial commando, isn't he? Well, you have a shave, haircut, shampoo, and a little face pack. That ought to come to about...
Shall we say 4 1/4? Let you off easy.
Here's a 5 and keep the change.
Thank you, Roberts. You know, when you first came into my shop, I said to myself, Dave, I said, now here's a nice-looking fella. Probably works in the neighborhood in a hurry, so you better get him out as fast as you can. Why, only yesterday...
Whew. Now I've met them all.
Yes. And that introduction only cost you $5. You went in for a little relaxation. Now you can really relax. All you have to worry about are enlarged pores, little falling hair, and bleeding to death some night. And besides that, you got to worry about explaining to the little woman why you're late. Now, if you're smart, you'd phone her. The thing to do is to go right back into the barbershop and use your old friend Dave's phone.
Say, may I use
your... Next! You look like a fellow who could use a shave and a haircut. Work in the neighborhood, do you? Now, before you answer that, who do you like? Go and tell the two.
Like to know who I'm working on.
Spencer will be back in just a moment. But first... Do you do this in the kitchen when you need a pot holder? Do you often grab the first handy towel instead? Then you're like Mrs. Cleaves, who says using towels for pot holders made them the hardest things in her whole wash to get white. So hard she used to bleach them almost every week. And she'd probably still be doing that if she hadn't discovered how Oxidol washes clothes white without bleaching. Mrs. Cleaves says Oxidol gets even the grimiest dish towels so white that friends have actually asked if she bleaches them. And that's how white Oxidol will wash your white things. Oxidol's Hustle Bubble Suds are so go-getting, they lift dirt out. Wash clean without hard rubbing. And towels, sheets, all your white things, except maybe for fruit stains as such, come white without bleaching. So get that orange and blue Oxidol package, and next wash day, wash your clothes white without bleaching. Be with us again tomorrow evening at the same time for the invitation. Let's listen to Spencer, who says...
There's always the husband whose marriage would be complete, but for one little thing. His wife won't let him live his own life. Good night.
Let's listen to Spencer is heard each night, Monday through Friday at the same time. Presented by Ivory Soap, 99 and 44, 100% pure, it floats, and Oxidol, the soap that gets clothes white without bleaching. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.